There are typically four different exit or liquidity mechanisms that people talk about. The first is the drag-along right, and this is probably the one we're going to spend the most amount of time on this morning. That's when an equity holder has the right, in connection with a sale transaction, to force the minority people to go along with the deal. What the majority is thinking about is, look, when I go to sell this business, nobody's going to want to just buy my piece. Generally, people are going to want to buy the whole company. I can't have the minority holder balking at that and giving me a hard time holding up my deal. I want the ability to force them to come along. The second one is a forced exit or liquidity transaction. This is where the parties agree after a certain amount of time or if certain criteria are met that they're going to sell the company. That could be through an IPO or a sale of equity or a merger or sale of assets. They're just going to agree, look, at a certain time frame, we're going to bail and we're going to get a deal done. The next one is a buy-sell provision, which basically works where one party has the right to make an offer to buy out the other at a certain price, and the receiving party has the option of either accepting that price and selling or turning around and using that price to buy out the original offeror. That construct is intended to sort of keep the parties honest in terms of not being able to lowball and buy out somebody for a low price because the recipient could turn around and buy them out at that low price. The fourth is a call right, and this is just where a majority, after a certain period or if certain conditions are met, has the right to buy out the other party. The tension on this one is usually around valuation. If parties agree that there can be a call, it's going to be at what price and on what, on what terms. Those are the aspects of that one that you're going to be most often negotiating. In today's presentation, given our time constraints, we're going to be focusing on number one and number two.